I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the All by the Popcorn podcast. I'm Alessandra.
And I'm Emily.
And today we have a toppings for everybody where we just chat about things that we've been doing lately. Emily just sent me a book cover and it just arrived of her Krampus monster romance novel that she's going to read soon. It is actually a beautiful cover. Honestly, I totally agree with you. It's Art Nouveau. It's very creative. I think it's hilarious as a concept, obviously. But the characters look really fun. So it's an interesting cover for sure.
I'm very excited. Every December, I like to read holiday-themed books. And I had actually got this book at the Steamy LitCon that I went to in August by the same author that wrote Morning Glory Milking Farm, which is the Minotaur romance book that I read.
Right, right.
And so I'm very excited. I really like her books. They have a, they're really cozy. They're like monster romances, but they're cozy.
Mm-hmm.
And she actually writes a very decent story around the romance as well. It's not just like all romance or, you know, erotica or anything. Like, she actually writes a very sweet little story around her characters. So I really enjoy her books a lot. So I'm very excited to read this one after I read Gold. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, Gold, the fifth book in the Plated Prisoner series. I just started this morning, so I'm very excited.
Oh, I'm sure we've talked about that series before because I had read it at the beginning of the year. And I read them like all within like a couple weeks or even less than that, like a week. So that was
you zoomed through them.
Yeah, that was like one of the first things I read on my Kindle. So that was like a very big deal. I kind of want to go back and listen to those episodes where I was just going hard on those books. But this next one is very exciting. Can't wait to read it as well. Yeah.
You plan to read it on your honeymoon?
Yes, I do. Yes, because I'm just going to bring my Kindle and not have to worry about bringing any books. Probably best.
Yes, the series is all on Kindle Unlimited. So if anyone has Kindle Unlimited, they are all on there. That's how I first read them until I started buying my own physical copies. I cannot wait to reread the series at some point. Like, this is definitely a series that I would read over and over again. So that's definitely going to happen at some point because I love the series so much.
Yeah, it has a really good mix of the fantasy and the romantic, which I find is a very good balance. It can be a little one or the other with some other fantasy books. So it's definitely a nice world building as well. So I'm excited to continue. But
yay.
Yeah. So I also finished. I'm nearly finished. I have like maybe 20 more pages left of Get a Life, Chloe Brown. And I think I'll read one of your fantasy novels that you brought over, maybe the Dance Through Time one, because that has a really cool cover and it looks like it's kind of like 80s fantasy, which I really enjoy that kind of writing, and I'm excited to have kind of like an older book to read, so I'll read that one next. And
is that Lynn Kirland? I think it's Lynn Kirland, right?
I do not know. It is sitting on the top of the pile of books that you brought over to my house. Yes, and yes, yes. They're going to be there until you move here. So
they sure are. And I'll probably bring another suitcase full of books when I come out to eventually look at apartments.
Yes.
So, that's going to happen as well. but I guess, Should I talk about, I've been to two parties in the past 2 days.
I would love to hear about your parties. Please, please explain everything that you had to do to prepare for these, what the themes were. I'm so excited to talk to you about that.
Okay. So Friday was my work holiday party. They are always very fun. The theme this year was just cozy pajamas. Like just cozy sweaters, cozy, whatever. And so I wore, I get a lot of swag and like clothing from my work. So I wore my work made joggers for everyone 1 year. So I wore some joggers.
Oh, perfect.
And one of our branded t-shirts. And then over that, I wore my Star Trek Christmas sweater. It is my favorite Christmas sweater. It will probably be my only Christmas sweater unless there's ever a Gudetama one.
Well, sure.
If there's ever a Gudetama one, I'll probably get a Gudetama one.
That cross your path. Yes,
if it crosses my path, ever. So very comfy. And not too much, really, to, like, prepare for this. I mean, I worked from my parents' house that day because they needed to. So it was in the office this year, which it's never been. We're getting too big to be at the owner's house now.
Yeah.
It was very much of a tight squeeze last year, so we had it in the office, which I really enjoyed. The office is a lot of space, and it was really nice how they spread everything out, like all the activities that we could do. So I think it worked out really well, and it was a little different this year. We did not do the white elephant present opening this year.
Oh
no, we did not. We did Ooh. Not. I think it's because. There's too many of us and it gets too long. I remember it taking a long, long time last year to get through everyone because we had like 70 plus people playing this game.
That, you know, I think I had said this before. White elephants stress me the fuck out. Like,
they're very stressful.
I cannot imagine just being so stressed that somebody's going to steal your gift. It just is not the kind of like joy that I wish to have. Involving gifts.
Yes.
And knowing you, obviously, I mean, so stressful for you. So stressful.
Well, yes. With my, usually how my works, my work does it, which I'm sure I've explained in the past, but for anyone new out there, my work, all of the white elephant presents are very nice and very expensive gifts. Like they have Yeti products in there, like Yeti, coolers, they have smart TVs, they have iPads, they have game consoles, they have Dyson vacuums, they have KitchenAid mixers, it's all, Ooh. They have Vitamix blenders, it's all very, very nice gifts, and so it's very stressful when you're trying to get something specific and people steal it from you, and maybe you don't end up with what you really wanted at the very end, but it's still a lot of fun. You know, I've learned over the years to go for something that there's a lot of. Like, I think last year I went for an iPad and that was easy because there was like four or five of them in there.
Yeah.
I love my iPad. I use it all the time. So it's a really great gift.
Yeah.
And but this year they just gave us a packet of all the different presents on it and we got to pick. We got to pick.
What?
Yeah. Yes.
So there didn't really have any running out of things or like...
No, I mean, you filled out this. They had like little iPad set up so everyone can fill out their address so they can ship them their present.
Uh-huh.
And you just pick what you wanted out of the list available.
Oh, God, please. I'm in so much anticipation. What did you get?
I'm sorry to disappoint. I didn't get anything like super interesting because I am moving next year. So I didn't want to get anything super big and bulky.
Of course.
And honestly, I have a lot of the things that I would normally go for, like I already have a Switch. I already have PS5 was on there.
Mm-hmm.
I already got one. So, I mean, I guess I could have gotten one and then sold it, but, True. It's just, they did have like a luggage set on there and I could really use some new luggage for my move next year. My one piece of huge luggage I have is from college and it's on its last.
So you didn't get the luggage?
So, okay, I looked up the luggage that was on the listing. I saw that it was at Costco
Yeah.
for for $140.
Oh, that's not very much. Yeah, there was, you should just go buy it.
And I wasn't sure about the size of it. Like, I wanted very specific luggage. So, like, I'm going to be picky. I'm going to be very picky about my luggage.
Yeah.
So I wasn't sure what all the specifications were, so I didn't want to risk it. And so instead, I went for a $300 gift card. And I did just a Visa one. So So I can look up my own luggage, or I kind of want to use my gift card to maybe buy myself a Steam Deck. I really want a Steam Deck. So
what's a Steam Deck?
So a Steam Deck is a new handheld console that the company Steam.
Okay.
Steam makes. So basically you buy this handheld console, you connect your Steam account to it,
yep,
and you could play your Steam games on it.
And it plugs into your TV.
I don't know about that. It might. It probably could.
Probably.
I'm not sure. I haven't really looked into the Steam Deck too much. Like, I don't really know much about it. All I know is that it is a handheld console made by Steam to play your Steam games on.
Mm.
Which is very interesting to me because, you know, I have a laptop. It's not a gaming laptop. It's not a very strong laptop. I have a Steam account and I have Steam games on there, but I don't play on my laptop very often because my laptop can't really withstand some of the games.
Okay. Is it like the size of a Switch?
I think so.
I'm going to look this up. I got to know what this looks like.
And I don't really like playing games with like a keyboard. I like a remote, or I like handheld controls. So I think I would actually play my Steam games if I got a Steam Deck. So that's the idea. That's the idea. But I think the thing with Visa gift cards is that if you don't have the actual amount on it, it won't charge. Like if it goes over the amount that's on your card.
Oh, so, I see it. It is kind of like a larger Switch.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of different kinds. Obviously, if you get a higher gigabyte, it's more money. But it seems it's around $500.
Yeah.
Pretty expensive. So the $300
would get me like partly, I know. And so, and this is a fairly new product. So I was maybe going to wait and see if they come out with other versions and then maybe older versions go on sale. So I don't know. I'm kind of hopping around to try to decide. I'll probably use my gift card for luggage though, because I could really use some new sturdy luggage for lugging all my stuff across the country. So. So we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. But at least I have the option to like kind of use it for, because the only other thing that I was kind of looking at was a KitchenAid mixer.
Mm-hmm. Those are pretty heavy so I would like wait.
I know. That's why I'm like, no, I can't feasibly get this if I'm literally about to move. So it's just like, I couldn't do it. But you know, and I literally bake one cake out of my cookbook and think that I'm going to bake a bunch of shit. Like, no, let's be realistic here.
So how else was the party? What, you know, you got to see all of your coworkers and stuff, and did you guys play games?
I really liked that we didn't have to do the white elephant because it actually gave us a lot more time to talk to each other. Like, you know, when we get there, there's a very tight schedule of all these things that we need to get to. And then there's time for everyone to just like kind of do what they want. But it was cool. We did the gambling stuff right when we get there, which is always very fun. I like to play roulette and I won some money off of that. So that was pretty cool. didn't win any of the raffles. That's also something we've been doing for the past couple of years is you win chips with the gambling games and then they give you one raffle ticket out of every 100 chips you have.
Mm-hmm.
And so you start off with 500. So if you just keep the card and don't play, you get 5 raffle tickets. But if you gamble and obviously win more, you get the chance to get more raffle tickets. And those are always really good prizes, like, you know, iPads and, actually the first place prize this year was an iPad Air. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
An iPad Air and a MacBook Air.
Wow, that's amazing.
First place prize. Yeah.
Wow.
They almost called my number for the second place prize, which was
Oh.
a new iPhone and a new pair of AirPods. It was one digit off. They like
Oh
they
no.
you know, the raffle tickets have like six numbers on them. It said
It was
every one of my numbers but one of them. And I was like,
Oh.
oh.
That is so close.
So that was sad. But yeah, and then we do karaoke, and we had a magician or like a mentalist. So he, a
What?
lot of his tricks. What?
That's crazy.
Yeah, he was there last year. He'll either kind of like just. So last year we didn't have like a place where we sat and like watched him. He, well, actually, I mean, we did watch one. He did do one, but he'll kind of walk around and he'll do just tricks in front of people. But this year we actually all sat out in like one area, and then actually sat all of us sat and watched his show. So it was like, so that was cool. And he like had a lot of us participate in things. I participated in one of them. He like had me shake this film canister with one die in it, and I had to peek at the number, and he had to guess what the number was, and he guessed it right. So he does a lot of mentalist stuff. So he kind of he guesses what you're thinking, or he guesses like what, like you know what I mean? Like, yeah, it's not like illusions and stuff and like physical magic. So he was really cool. And
Did you sing any songs at karaoke?
I sure as hell did. I mean, I'm still too afraid to go up there and sing by myself. I almost got up there and sang by myself this year, but we kind of ran out of time. But I will always go up there and sing with someone if they want me to. And so I sang with two of my coworkers. We sang "Tomorrow" from Annie, Kaylee and I sang "Last Christmas" by Wham.
Oh, love that song. I love
And
that song.
Kaylee and I sang "Start of Something New" from High School Musical.
Also a
So
good
that
one.
was fun. Yeah, very good, very good. Lots of really good. We got so many talented people at my work. They sang so good. Kaylee's a really good singer because she did musical theater, or like that's what her degree is in, yeah, some very, very talented coworkers of mine. It was very fun. I
Yeah,
had a really
that
good
sounds
time.
great. Glad it was a good
Yeah, it
one.
was super fun. Yes.
Do you want to take a break before we talk about your next party?
Sure.
Okay.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and t-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Okay, we are back. So the next day, Emily texts me and she's like, "You won't guess what I'm doing right now." And I sure didn't. She sent me a picture of her ripping apart her mom's old, or gathered up sugar packets and trying to make a full cup out of sugar packets
Yes.
to make a
Yes.
cake, to make the frosting for the cake.
Yes. So for my family Christmas party, that I just went to the other day, yesterday, I made a cake from my baking yesteryear cookbook from the guy. what's his name? Brad?
Brian? Hollis.
Brandon?
Brian? I think it's Brian.
Is that Brandon?
No, I think it's Brian.
Is it Brian? Okay. His cookbook, and I made the chocolate potato cake. And it's very good. I still have some left. It was very delicious. But yes, my mother had a little bit of sugar left. She had like about a cup of sugar left in her like just actual sugar bag. And I was like, oh, Mom, you're going to need to get more sugar for the icing. And she pulls out this huge bag of just, which I know about this bag. I use it when I go to their house because in her coffee, in her sugar coffee, like, station.
Yeah.
She has, like, stevia, and I don't like stevia. So
right.
I will end up using sugar packets from this bag to, like, if I have coffee at her house and stuff, or tea. And so I'm aware of this bag, and she's like, no, there's enough sugar in here for you to make a cup of sugar for your recipe. And I was like, okay. It took 85 packets to fill up a cup.
And how long?
One measuring cup. Not long. I mean, I was just sitting at, this was the day, so I made the cake part the night before. And then the day of my actual work holiday party, I was working from their house, and it took me like 20 minutes, maybe. Because, you know, I'd pour some packets and I'd do some work, and then I'd pour some packets and I'd do some work.
Oh.
It didn't take very long. I mean, if I sat there and focused on it, it probably would have taken like 10 minutes. But yeah.
That is hilarious, dude.
And that's how I made the icing for my cake.
So what was in this cake?
Pretty much your usual stuff. It was like flour, baking powder, sugar. There was like some cloves and cinnamon. And then just it was a half of a medium russet potato.
Oh, okay.
Not peeled.
Oh, wow. So
you don't peel it. I know, you don't peel it. You boil the potato, you mash it up, and you stick it in. It didn't add any flavor.
It all added it like did, the gluten.
Pretty much, it's the little description in my cookbook of why the potato's in there is to keep the cake moist.
Mm-hmm.
And it really did. The cake was very moist. The cake was very good. I think it turned out really great. My family liked it. And I just brought some back for my roommates to try. I don't think any of them have tried it yet. Casey was very interested in trying it. And it's a very good cake. There's also, like, there's supposed to be walnuts in it, but I think we used pecans instead. And, like, chopped up ones. And it was just a very, like, it's not super chocolatey, which is good because I'm not the most, like, chocolate on top of chocolate person.
Mm-hmm.
It had a very nice flavor. It tasted very, like, Christmassy. Like, when my dad first took a bite, he was like, is there pumpkin in this?
It's because
like,
of the
he'd probably
spices.
Think of, like, the spices. Like, is this pumpkin cake? And I was like, no, it's not. It's just, like, chocolate and just some other spices. And it's a very light, like, subtly chocolate cake. Because the cake part has, like, 2 ounces of grated semi-sweet chocolate in it.
Yeah. Okay. So no cocoa powder.
Yeah. No cocoa powder.
Mm.
And it turned out really, I'm really happy with it. I'm going to make another recipe that's in there is actually an upside down cake, and it's a Dutch apple cake.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to make that for
nice.
My dad's birthday next year. Cause he loves like apple pie, apple strudel,
apple everything.
Anything. Apple everything. My dad loves apple pastries.
That's so cute.
And you could put like ice cream on top. And,
yeah.
Like when it's hot. So I think that'll be a nice cake for him.
You're getting me hungry, man. I'm really, it's starting to make me hungry.
I know. And it was only fitting because we also went to so the next day was my family like kind of get together where we normally we get together and we'd make lefse and then we'd do presents.
Yeah.
But this year was a little different. We didn't make we are going to make lefse this year just in a couple weeks. It wasn't this weekend and it's not next weekend because I'm visiting my grandma next weekend.
Oh.
But yes. So we're going to make lefse, I think, on like New Year's weekend at some point. So,
okay.
And just a little bit. Not like a whole party.
Yeah.
But just like, just enough for some of the family. And, but my uncle did buy, he ordered to have shipped to him already made lefse from the Midwest, from like Wisconsin. Because there's a lot of Norwegians there.
Yes. Yes. It's your homeland.
Yes. My homeland. Yeah.
Midwest.
And so we got to try those, and the lefse is very good. There was enough for me to take some home, and I had some for breakfast this morning, actually.
Oh.
So it was very good.
I bet. I bet.
So that was very exciting. So, you know, Christmas was a little different this year with the family, but I thought it was very fun. We met at my cousin's house, she was a very nice host, and we just kind of hung out.
Yep.
And ate together. It was very small. It was really just like the eight of us. And
without your sisters too, it's like kind of sad.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, it's just different.
Yeah.
We're just going to have to get used to it. It's just things are going to be different from now on. So the presents I got from my uncle were, I got 3 months of this Japanese snack box.
Oh, yeah. From
Sakura Co.
Cool.
And, I'm going to get the New Year's box, which I'm pretty excited about. And then he got me this 3-book series, Once Upon a Broken Heart.
All right. Cool.
So I'm very excited. I'm very excited. I feel like I've been doing so much talking, Alessandra. What have you been up to?
Oh, I mean, you know, married life stuff, which is just regular life stuff. We didn't do anything until last night, where we actually went to this fun. My friend John, it was his birthday, and his wife planned a surprise birthday dinner. And then we went to like this surprise show that was like playing indie folk music nearby as well.
And it, ooh.
So we went to dinner, and he was very surprised that all of, you know, he had like maybe 8 friends there, 9 friends. And then some of them went to the show as well with us. And it was like this, we didn't know where the show was going to be until a couple days before. And then you also don't know where the artists are, like who they are. Mm-hmm. It was like indie folk night. And we went up to the top of this hotel where they have like a little space, so the view is really cool up there. And we sat like on blankets and pillows and just watched like 3 artists do a little bit of their songs. They were mostly younger people, you know, people who go to the local school, Berklee, which is a music school. But they were really good. It was great, you know, got a couple drinks there. And then afterwards we went to like this bar nearby, chatted, and then Danny and I went home, and I was pretty tipsy. So today I'm a little bit left over and tired, but okay. Honestly, a lot more left over than I was at our wedding, which I did not drink very much. So I was pretty good.
Probably had no time to.
No, I didn't. I was running around a lot. Like at the wedding, I don't think I drank a full drink of anything, like straight up. I didn't even like finish my wine at dinner. I didn't like every time I would get a drink, I would have to put it down and do something else. Like it was not and that's exactly what I wanted, because like I didn't want to drink too much anyway. So because I don't want to feel bad in the morning. But it was fun. We also bought a Smeg coffee maker this week, and we were really excited about it. It was on sale. It was on a registry. And, you know, it was like several $100s. And so we were like, oh, okay, we're going to get this and replace the Nespresso machine that we have, because we're like a slave to these pods and this Nespresso. And we're like, we'll just get, use actual coffee beans and grind them and everything and use this coffee maker instead. And I get it. And it arrives. I'm so excited. I open it out of the box immediately, set it all up, and I start it. And the first thing that's supposed to happen is it's supposed to this, you know, grind your coffee and then dispense a little bit of coffee out of the like coffee machine, and then that's it. That's all it's supposed to do. Just a tiny bit, and then it's ready to be worked and done. And I did this, and then dispensed a little bit of coffee, but then it started shooting water out of the steam nodule. And this thing was like, I didn't expect it, so it just got water all over my counter. And it was like hot water. And I had to like get cups and like, you know, make sure that the this thing was like getting, every time it would fill up, it would just shoot out more. And it did this over and over and over again. And I was like, something is wrong. Like I would turn it on and off. I would unplug it. And I spent, I don't know, like an hour or two trying to fix this thing. And I gave up and I called Smeg and I was like, hey, what's up with this? And they were like, it's broken. You have to send back another one and we'll get you another one. And I was like, okay. Oh,
goodness.
So yeah. This thing was pretty heavy too. And Danny had to cart it down to the FedEx. He had to carry it down to the FedEx, which is about a mile away, less than a mile away. And so he's like carrying this thing down the street, like in the box. And I don't know when we're going to get another one. But it was pretty sad because I wanted it so bad and I just wanted to have coffee. But, you know, we'll just have to wait. It's not a big deal, but it was a pretty hilarious.
I'm pretty sure once Smeg gets seeds that you like shipped it back to them, they'll ship you another one.
Yeah.
You know, or maybe once they receive it.
Yeah, exactly. So that will be something that we do. Now, the next week, we are going back to California for Christmas, so we have to drug up Luna to take her on the plane. So get ready for all that shenanigans to talk about when we do our toppings next for the holidays.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Lots to talk about. I know, I was like, I come home from all my travels, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I got no plans during the holidays. I'm just going to stay home and do nothing and read so many books.
Oh,
and I am reading more, obviously, since I've been back, but I forgot that, like, I'm busy this weekend, I'm busy next weekend.
It's the holidays, dude. It's
probably busy the next week.
And you're gonna go to dinner with us at some point. So
yes, we're gonna hang out when you come to visit. We might go to Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to figure that out really quick for my 30th birthday.
Yeah. Yes.
I already made reservations, but I'm doing a drag brunch.
Excellent. So I'm pretty excited.
Or I'm going to one. I am not doing one.
It would have been great, but that's a lot of work. So.
Yeah. No, absolutely not. But I'm going to one. My first one. I've never been to a drag brunch. So I am so excited.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun. But yeah. Anything else?
No. Everything is... I'm doing a puzzle right now, so I'm going to get back to it.
Oh, that's right, your puzzle. Yeah. I'm putting stuff online to sell. That's what I'm doing right now.
Okay. That sounds very productive.
And I'm throwing stuff away. I'm just slowly going through all my things. Okay. I think that's it. I think that's the toppings.
Yeah.
All right. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and IMDb. We are also on Amazon Music, Spotify, and Acast. If you want to email us, please do that at allbythepopcornpodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow our social media. We have Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Just search All By The Popcorn or All By The Popcorn Podcast. And we have merch, so please check that out. But thank you so much for listening, and we'll talk to you in the next one. Goodbye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.